Okay, the right side, today's daf is daf tzaddik tes. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara is continuing to tell us about the Asara Shulchanois and the Asara Menoirois that were made by Shloimeh HaMelech. These, of course, you'll recall from yesterday's Gemara, were in addition to the Shulchan and Menoira of Moshe Rabbeinu, respectively. Says the Braita, Tanu Rabban, Asara Shulchanois Osa Shloimeh. So Shloimeh HaMelech made 10 Shulchanois. What about the status of the Lechem Haponim? Says the Brice of Loi Hoyu Misadrin, Ella Al Shul Moshe. The only Shulchan that was used even thereafter for purposes of the Lechem Haponim was that of Moshe Rabbeinu Shenemar. V'yasa Shulchan Asher Olav Lechem Haponim Zohav. Oh, you're referring to the Shulchan. Now this is not a pasuk in Chumash. Of course, in the times of Chumash there was only one Shulchan. But this is a pasuk in the times of Malachim, when Shloimeh HaMelech had already brought in the new menorahs, the new shulchanos. So if you have here an ois aleph down below, Torah Or Vayas, Shloimeh, Eis Kol HaKelem Asher Beis Hashem, Eis Mizbach Azov, Vyes HaShulchan, Asher Olav Lechem Aponim Zov. So we see in the times of Shloimeh HaMelech, when we already had 11 shulchanos, they only used the original shulchan for the Lechem Aponim. That's what the Tana Kama holds. And the same thing applies to Menoiris. As Menoiris also Shloimei, V'lo yoyim adlikin ele b'shel Moshe. Same thing. Shnemar, says in the passage.
So what's the logic?
Why did he make it?
If they were not going to be used.
Well, first of all, we have to bear in mind that this is the Tana Kama. In another 10 seconds, we're going to have Rav Lozer ben Shemua, who respectfully disagrees.
Okay, that's number one. As far as the Tana Kama is concerned?
So you will recall, when we started off this sugi yesterday, we said that it says in the Mephoshim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said to Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of the Kamas HaMishkan, even though now in the Mishkan we're only going to have one Menorah and one Shulchan, however, in the time of Shloimeh HaMelech, when there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told Moshe Rabbeinu the good news that there's going to be another 10 Shulchanos and another 10 Menoiris. You'll recall that we brought yesterday from the Rosh, as well as Das Kenel Balei Toisvis, these are Rishonim, that said, that's why it said in the Pasuk, Te'ose HaMenoira, and Te'ose is spelled with a Yud, which is not common in the Torah, to tell you that already at this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merames in the Torah, that there will eventually be 10 Menoiris, and the same thing, the 10 Shulchanos. Now why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Tana Kama, said, let's make the additional 10 Shulchanis and 10 Menoiris if they're not being used? I don't know. Presumably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to enhance the presence of the Lechem upon him, and the Shulchan, to have more Shulchanis there. Also, and yes.
Also, the verse says, if you made 10, and the verse says Shulchan in the singular.
Correct.
So how do we reconcile that?
He only used one.
Exactly.
So the Tana Kama says he made 10 Shulchanos, right?
We'll see another pasuk immediately that says the other way around. So, don't get too perturbed in Mir Hashem.
We have the idea in the time of the Gemara of a dargush, which I think was a chair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people in their house, but no one would sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
So is it kind of like that, that it's there for ornamental purposes, but it's not for use.
Elijah.
That's a nice parallel. Nice parallel. Do you have Ois Gimel in the Torah Or?
Yes.
How does it begin?
Well, the
what did you say?
Okay,
and it says Vayash Shloma.
Yeah.
Oh. It says also Aleihem on them.
We can only focus on one issue at a time. Ariel asked the question. Right, here it says Vayash Shloma the Shulchan. But we have another pasuk v'yasa shulchanos. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so even though Shloimeh HaMelech installed a brand new set of 10 new shulchanos, we only used one for the lechem upon him, like it says in the pasuk, v'yasa shulchan she'olav lechem upon him zohav. As the menoris also Shloimeh, lo yamadik and el b'shel Moshe, they only lit Moshe Rabbeinu's menoris. Nemetz in the pasuk, menoris hazov v'niroi seho levo'er ba'orev. So it says over here, menoris hazohav, one menoris is up, even though we make 10 menoris, nevertheless only use one, the word back. That's according to the Tana Kam. Reb Lozer ben Shemua Oimer, Al kulam ayu mesadrin. No, they were mesadrin on all of them. Now, before you all jump to conclusions, wow, that must have been a lot of lechem upon him and a lot of neirot.
Bal tosif, no?
Rashi says, pa'amim bazeh upa'amim bazeh. In other words, they were used presumably in a rotation. Not that they were used all, every single day, every single night. You didn't have 11 times the lechem upon him every single Shabbos. I don't know if the Kehanim would be able to eat so much. But anyway, bottom line is they only used one out of all the Shulchanis and one out of all the Menoiris at any given time. So all the Al-Kulam Ayim Sadim means they use each one, but Pam Bezeh, as Azizu Kashi. Shnemar, Esa Shulchanois. Oh, that's the Pasuk that we were quoting a moment ago, that Yashlim is Shulchanois, and the Pasuk says, Shulchanois, Va'alehem Lechem upon him. You recall that Brother Barry already pointed out, it's Valehem. Valehem comes to tell you that the Lechem upon him was on all of them, but again, not simultaneously, but from time to time, on each one of them was used. As well as that he used to use all of the menorahs for hadlacha, again, in rotation, Shnemar, Esa menorahs v'neiroisem, levo'aram, kamishmat, lefnei hadvir, zohov sogur. Okay, so we have sukim lechoyre that support both the Tanakama and Rebbe Lozim and Shemua. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda does not argue with the Tanakhama, but rather supports the Tanakhama, and he says, "I'll have a raya for you from a pasuk." Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Lo Hayu Mesadrim El Al Shel Moshe, like the Tanakhama said. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is addressing Rabbi Lozer and the Rabbi Lozer Ben Shemua and saying, with all due respect, I hold like the Tanakhama. I wasn't mitipsukim. So Elamani Mekayim V'Yasa Shulchanois Asher Aleim Lechav Upon Him is Ovd. The pasuk that we just quoted a moment ago. Those are the three shulchanos that had in the mikdash. Which three shulchanos? Yeah. Shnaim shahoyu ba'ulam mi b'fnim. La'pesach ha'boyis. Echad shel kasef, echad shel zohov. What does this mean? That as you entered into the ulam, as you know, the ulam was like a pruzdar before you entered into the heichel, and the heichel is where you had the shulchan and the menorah respectively. So it says that in the ulam, before you reached the heichel, they had two additional tables, shulchanis. It doesn't say that these shulchanis were in the same structure as the actual shulchan of the lechem aponim, but they had these two shulchanis. You're wondering what were the purpose of these two shulchanos? Says the Gemara, one of them, the one on the right, as you come in towards the heichel, was shel kesef, of silver. The one on the other side, on the left of the ulam, was shel zohav. What's that? Al shel kesef noisein lechem haponim b'chnisasoi. As you are entering into the ulam towards the heichel, there was that tish, the shulchan made out of kesef, and there you would go and put the lechem upon him on Shabbos, right before you did the changing of the guards of the lechem upon him on the shulchan itself. So you put these lechem upon him there on that table. And as you are leaving from the heichel and you're taking the lechem upon him out on Shabbos, for a short time they put it down on the shulchan shel zohav. Aha. What was the purpose of putting it down on the shulchan shel zohav b'yitziyasai? To give a chance for the kohen to go and be makter the shtei bezicha levayna, and after he was makter the levayna, then what did we do from that point on? They would remove it from that shulchan shel zohav, and then they would distribute it to the mishmar hayoytz and the mishmar hanichnas. So at least for a short moment, maybe for half a minute, maybe for 2 minutes.
Anyway, there are 13.
Oh, so now these three are in addition to. No, well, so far we only add two more. Thank you. I'm sorry, boys. I said three. Please forgive me. So these two are in addition to the real shulchan. That was in the times already of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we were talking about in the times of the Shlomo Melech. In addition to that, there were 10 more. So although it says in the pasuk that on the shulchanois there was the lechem upon him, it doesn't mean like Reb Loza ben Shemua said. That means that they did a rotation. You used every one of the shulchanois for the lechem upon him from time to time. But rather, we're talking about these two additional shulchanois where they put the lechem upon him for a very brief time as they were preparing for the changing of the guard on Shabbos to remove the old lechem upon to put and the new lechem upon.
I understand why they have the one for the Zahav, I mean the second one, because you do need that interval of time to be marked there, the Levoina to matter the lechem upon. Mm-hmm. Why do you need to have the Kesef on you entered? What's the purpose of that?
They took the lechem from the tfusim that were inside the oven.
Right.
Remember, they did it on Shabbos, because if they did it from Friday, we'd have a problem with Lina. So they did it on Shabbos itself. And now we're getting ready to put it onto the lechem, onto the real shulchan, the real mekoy.
Right.
So temporarily, as they are preparing, they're removing, probably they removed them one at a time from the oven, put it down on the gap.
Oh,
and
I see, I see.
So when they got all of them together, said, okay, now let's go and take it.
It's a
hachana type of thing.
So aren't these 10 tables taking up a lot of space or something?
Yes, in fact, you'll recall that yesterday, with the benefit of your Gemara, that we're able to try to reconcile how did they all fit within that part of the Heichel. It was quite crowded. So remember, we had the pictures, especially here on the middle picture that showed Ketalmid Lefnei Rabbi, because when we had the middle Shulchan being that of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no room. This is 2.5, and this was 1.5. We went through the Cheshbonis yesterday. Now that you have Moshe Rabbeinu all the way in the top, and then the other 10 going from the right and from the left, and there was Baruch Hashem, plenty of room, we didn't have any difficulties. But getting back again to our Gemara, so that's the reference of the three Shulchanois, that the three Shulchis, that's what he said, that there are three altogether. We only mentioned two so far, and now we talk about the real one where ultimately they put the lechem upon him on. Now the question is, why did they start off one with silver and they ended off one with gold? Shemal bakoidish veloy moiridin. What's Malam HaKodesh Limerin? That we're going to take from that Tishula, which is made of Kesef, we're going to put it onto the Shulchan, which was made out of gold, and then we removed it from the gold. We wouldn't go and put it on a silver table, because that would be going down from gold to silver. So therefore, to retain its Kedusha, we went to put it onto another gold table. Now, that was the first two in the Ulam. Nechushozov, Bithnim. That means Taka in the Heichel, not in the Ulam. The real McCoy. Shalvach Lampanim Tomit. That's the real one. Okay, we'll just stop here for one moment. It's interesting that the Gemara quoted that Pasik, Lamani Mekayim Vesashulchonis Asherleim Lechem Upanim Zohov. That Pasik sounds like that the Shulchonis are all made out of gold. And here we're saying that of these three Shulchonis, one was made out of Kesef. So isn't that problematic? And the answer is it's not problematic. It's because it's a toisat fus. It's a mistake in the Gemara. In which respect, it doesn't say in the pasuk zohav at all. Since you don't have the pasuk zohav, then it's gurish mitgurish. Where is this? You have the. If you look at the goyis habach, the bachari tells us this. You see, there's a beis before asher aleim lechem upanim zohav. Beis mani mekayim es hashulchanes v'aleim lechem upanim elu. Kain tzurachloim v'teves asher v'teves zohav is nimchak. Not only does the Bach bring that, but if you go back to the original pasuk that we quoted, which was pasuk gimel in the Torah Ora Shalem, that's the one that Ariel was very, very insistent about. See gimel v'yas shloimay eskal akim v'shabes akim v'es mizbach azov v'esal shulchanois v'aleim lechem upanim. Oh, it doesn't say asher aleim, and it doesn't say lechem upanim zohav. Just says v'esal shulchanois v'aleim. Oh, so what were those three shulchanois? Presto, one was made out of kesef, one was made out of zov, and then you had the real McCoy, the real shulchan, which was inside. That's one point. There's another point that we have to focus on in that the choyre we have a machloikis or a stira between our braisa and the Mishnah on the Omid base. Because here it says that the shnaim shayu ba'ulam, one was kesef and one was zov. If we turn to the Omid base, we'll see the next Mishnah in Yat Hashem. Shnei shulchanis hoyu ba'ulam mi befnim al pesach ha'boyis, echad shel shayish v'echad shel zohov.
Shayish is marble.
Al shel shayish nuisan lechal parim bechnis. What are we doing? So, if you go back to our Rashi here on the Omer Aleph, Rashi already had learned the Zoraya, Rashi knew the Daf Yomi from the previous Masa, and Rashi says on this Gemara, If you look at Rashi Shnaim Shehoyu Be'ulam Mibefnem, it's about 5-6 lines before the wide lines of Rashi, all the way in the bottom, towards the bottom. Rashi says Shnaim Shehoyu Be'ulam Mibefnem, Eitzel Pesach Heichel, Echad Shel Kesef, Echad Shel Zav. Ay, behind the Kori Hocha Kesef. Umasnisin on the Amid Beisah called it Shayish, Mishem Deshayish Lovan Ka Kesef. From afar, when you look at the Shayish, it, especially if it was polished nicely, it gleams like kesef, like silver. Doesn't look anything like gold, it looks silvery. So from Rashi is mashma that, in fact, it was really made out of kesef, and that the Mishnah Yom Beis Shayish, and Lavdaf, he just means that that's what it appeared to a person that was not in the know. Look, it looks like a beautiful marble. Yeah?
The opposite, it was really made out of marble, but it looked like kesef, according to Rashi. It looked like it was made out of marble.
It's in Shayish, Misham the Shayish, Love and Kikesef. I was pondering the same. I don't know that that's the Kavon of Rashi, but if it is, it's fine with me.
That's how I sounds like to me.
Well, the Mishnah should have more weight.
It could be that it was Kesef, and he says, the Mishnah says Shayish, Misham the Shayish, Love and Kikesef. Since Shayish looks like Kesef, that's why they called it Shayish, but it was really made out of Kesef. But if you want to see it's really made out of Shayish, and in our Gemara, when it says Kesef, L'chayr Rashi should have said that the reason why we say in the price of Kesef is because Kesef looks like Shayish. The fact that he says that Shayish looks like Kesef sounds like the Kesef is the real one, but, you know, I can be convinced the other way around. But what is really startling is, we go back to the Amud Beis, and you see you have the Toisis Echad Shel Kesef, that's the second Toisis from the top, Roiv Svarim Garcina Shel Shayish. I back in the Omid Aleph, we said it's Kesef, and here's Shayish. In other words, Toisis asking the same kasha that we just asked. So now, go down the Toisis until you see, just about halfway down the Omid, a little bit past halfway down the Omid, on the Omid Beis and the Toisis. Down over here approximately. You'll see it says in the parentheses, Pei Hei Mem Hei, that means Perek Hei Mishnah Hei. Now you continue the next line, Ubek Kundris Mashma. Gigirs of Masis and Dacha, Shell Shayish, I ubigamor bebraise Shell Kesef, Upirish Shambekuntris, meaning back on the Amud Aleph, Rashi was bothered by the Shayish and Kesef, he was Mefarish, Bigamora, the Haid the Kurilo bebraise Kesef, he braise the Shkolim, Uplutin the Tanoihi, in fact it's a Machloikis Tanoim. And the Etchashem, we get back to Shkolim again, it's a Machloikis, whether in fact it was made out of Kesef, and made out of Shayish. Now that's not our girsa on the Amud Aleph. Our girsa is that Rashi is trying to find if the two are the same. And Toisis says that what Rashi said, that it was in fact a machloikis. Now notice here in this Toisis, where it says, Upirisham bekuntris, there's a small chof here in the Amud Beis, right? Upirisham bekuntris. Take that chof and now go to the Mesoris HaShas. It's the final Mesoris HaShas, so you don't have to go through the whole thing. The final Mesoris HaShas. Tzorech Ion, ois chof, Tzorech Ion. May Eva Ledaf Pirish Rashi Lehepach. If you turn to the Amud Aleph, Rashi says, Pug Faket, that it was not a machlokes, that they're exactly the same. So Toisis is quoting Rashi in the Masoret HaShas. Zeh Shver HaToisis. Didn't he have the Rashi from the Amud Aleph? So, anyway, so it's all kind of murky. So anybody asks you, what was that first table? It was either Shayish or Kesef, or Shayish that looked like Kesef, or Kesef that looked like Shayish. Depending how you learn, depending on the machlokes there in Shkolim, depending on the Rashi, the choices, etc. And we continue on. Zokti Marabaiter. So we just finished off saying that the reason why the second table was of, because you're taking it off of the Shulchan, which was of, Malam Akkadish Valimarin. How do you know Umi Nolan the Ein Moirin? Now we're focusing on the Ein Moirin. In a moment, we're going to focus on the Ma'alim. Why they did it in reverse order, that's very often the Gemara goes and takes a second. Very good. Uminolad Emerin, how do I know Omer Rebbe Yemakra? It says in the Pasuk. Vayakim Moishas HaMishkan. Moishas Rabbeinu went and erected the Mishkan, the entire Shiva Simeimiluim, and then finally on Rish Chodesh Nissan. Vayitin as Adonav, Vyasim as Karasha, Vayitin as Bricha, Vayakim as Amudav. Okay, that's the Pasuk. Now where does it say Emerin? Vushtet Emerin. So Rashi is bothered by about this drasha ein meirin. I don't see a word about meirin. Yo nish mos mova. So Rashi, in fact, because he's struggling, he has three potential pshatim in the Gemara. Three, really? Yeah. To look at the Rashi of Yochem Moishes Hamishkan. This is the fourth of the wide lines down below. Midat Reishim v'seif in the krob beloshin hakama. See, the loshin begins by Yochem Moishes Hamishkan. Vayitein, Vayosim, Vayitein. And then he finishes off Vayokim es Amudov. Over here too, he could have said Vayitein, Vayosim, or Vahoyrid. What's the lesson? Nochamul Vayokim. Tafilu betzachas aloshim. Tzachas aloshim means even when you're speaking poetically, loy hurad. In the entire time from beginning to end, it was all a lesson of hakama. And that's why we start off with Vayokim, we end off Vayokim, because everything was that he was erecting it, he was putting it higher and higher, so we don't want to think, oh, initially Vayokim was the Mishkan, then from there kind of things slope downwards. No, it continued, if anything, it kept on growing and growing with intensity and with Kedusha and Tahara, Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the Vayokim to repeat a second time. We didn't go down even for a second, the whole time is Vayokim. That's the first chesh. Shema mina emarim. After all, you would have thought Moshe Rabbeinu was busy. He's putting the Adonim and the Krashim. It's Taka true. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was making the Krashim, which were 10 Amos tall, all on his own. He didn't climb up a ladder. He didn't go up a Kevesh. He did it. So obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him supernatural powers, or Moshe Rabbeinu was just going through the motions and Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing it. But you would have thought that some of the Kahan would say, Moshe Rabbeinu, let us give you a hand, you know, we'll help you with the Adonim, with the Krashim, and the Bichim. And the fact that it doesn't just say that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, that in itself is a raya of Ein Merin. That's pshat number two. Pshat number three, Lishna Achrina. Meyikor v'yokim Moshe is HaMishkan. So what's the Lashon of Mishkan? So Rashi very often says in Chumash, the Mishkan doesn't mean the actual physical Mishkan, but it means the Yiriyos HaMishkan, which were on top. The Hain Yiriyos. So what means the Yiriyos? It means those heavy curtains, which were quite extensive, 28 by 40, there were two of them, three of them, etc. Okay. Anyway, the Hain Yiriyos Shebetchila, Poires HaYiriyos, he, Moshe Rabbeinu, initially spread them out, V'loi HaYiridon, and he didn't go and put them down on the ground and say, Irias, I'll get back to you. Let's go and put up the Amudim and Adonim in the meantime. He held on to the Irias with one hand until he put up all the others. This is mamish miraculous.
Quite a feat.
Absolutely. So give Moshe Rabbeinu a hand. No, we don't want to give him a hand because that would be Hayrada. But anyway, one of the art school quotes one of the Mefarshim on the Rashi that it doesn't mean literally he held on to the Rias the whole time. It gets mind boggling. But rather he put up temporary posts around where the Mishkan is supposed to be. And the posts were a little bit taller than the actual Krashim and Amudim. He put the Yiriyos on temporarily, and then in the meantime put up the Amudim, the Adonim, and everything else, and then when everything was constructed, then he removed the post, and then the Yiriyos went down on their own, or, you know, he adjusted them. So that's how he did it. Okay, Odazoy, Odazoy, but that's these three separate Pshatim that we see that Eimari. I mean, on the Malin, how do you know he's supposed to be Mal? He's supposed to increase in Kedusha. This talking about it first. The Adas Koirach that had with them the 250 Machtois. And what happened eventually, all the Anshe Koirach Nebuchadnezzar. And what happens with Machtois Achatoma, Ilban Afshoisim, Vosu, Oisim Rikuyu Fachim, Tipul Amizbeach. So what was the nature of these machtois? They were only accessories to the mizbech. After all, the machtois themselves are not the mizbech. It's just the machtois that you use in connection with the mizbech. The asher of gufish mizbech. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu said, transform them from just an accessory to the mizbech itself. It should be part of the plating of the mizbech. Okay. Nu shtikla. This on its surface is not related, but we'll see, Mitchum, that it is related after all. It says, Ashi Shibarta Visamtam Ba'orain. Now, what is this all about? If you look at Ois Zion, we're talking about the Luchais. Says all the way in the bottom, the Echtava Luchais Es Hadvarim. Moshe Beinu says, I rewrote on the Luchais the words that were written, Ashi Hoya Luchais Hari Shoinim Asher Shibarta Visamtam Ba'orain. And you put those into the art. Maybe Echtav is referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Regardless, anyway, the point is, the Pashup pshat in the Pasuk is, the Echtav HaLuchais is the Dvorim HaShahoyu HaLuchais HaShonim HaShah Shibarto. We wrote on the new Luchais, the content of the old Luchais, that was broken, that you broke, Moshe Rabbeinu, Samtam Ba'oran, and then placed them in the Oran. So you could learn Samtam Ba'oran is only referring to the brand new luchais. The asher shibaritz is just describe what went on to the old guys. Oh, the old ones, asher shibaritz. So we put them in Sheamus, wherever, samtim ba'aron, but the new one you put in the aron. However, because of the smichas haloshen, asher shibaritz, samtim ba'aron, the Gemara learns that in fact, not only the new luchais, but even the shivrei luchais menachas bar. So asher shibaritz, samtim ba'aron, ten of yosem, olam shal luchais, v'shivrei luchais menachim ba'aron. And we learn from this, we can't a Tamad Chochem, Shishach Chamuda, you find a Tamad Chochem, and unfortunately, who's now aged, and he's already have a little bit of memory loss, etc. Machmas Ointush, Einoy Hagen, Boy Minik Bizoin, you could still give him the maximum COVID that he deserves, even though now, unfortunately, he has lost some of his learning, and he's Bebchinas Shivrei Luchas. So what does this have to do with the previous Gemara? Very simple. I would have thought Shivrei Luchais. How do they go together with the Luchais and the Aron? After all, you know, it's Tzibrochen, you know, it's like Sheamus. So you have an old Sefer, which is Tzirisen, it's torn here, there, everywhere. What do? You put him to Sheamus. So if that's what I would have thought, the Shivrei. No. Shivrei Luchais, we retain them and we are Malah B'Kodesh V'Ein Mayrin. We're not moited the Luchais from their Kedusha, but rather, we, in a sense, we're Malit, we put it together with the brand new Luchais in the same. All right. So now, number one, we should just point out, is this the way it remained forever? Luchais v'shivrei luchais menachin ba'aroin. There's a machlokes between Rashi and Ramban in Chumash, where Rashi says that, when did this take place? This is taking place on Yom Kippur, right? At the end of Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Salach Nikid Varecha, it's this end of the third 40-day period that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim, and now he brings down the Luchais on Yom Kippur, and that's one of the reasons why Yom Kippur is a very special day. In the end of Masechtes Tanis, it says, "Le'itoyim Yisrael kechamisha usa keyom Kippurim, chamisha asbav keyom Kippurim." And the Gemara, of course, chamisha asbav, the Gemara gives a whole 6-7 reasons why that's such a big yontif. But what's the reason for Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, "Because Yom Slicha ber Kaparah, the Baruch was mechaper and the Masa Egel." And we were reunited with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, and in fact, the next morning, that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, everybody should be menadev money and assets for the Hakamas HaMishkan. So we didn't even have another Oroin yet. This was a special Oroin that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the occasion. And on that occasion, we put the Luchais and the Shivrei Luchais in that Oroin. Now the question is, when Bezalel went and created the new Oren, what was transferred to the new Oren? So Rashi holds that the new Luchais were transferred to the new Oren, and those were the ones that were inside the Kodesh Kodashim at all times. And the Shivrei Luchais were left in Moshe Rabbeinu's Oren, and that's the Oren and the Shivrei Luchais that they used to go at Muhammad. When they went to Muhammad, then they would go and take that box along there, not the box, the Oren together with the Shivrei Luchais. And the first time that they made a big boo boo that they took the Oroin with the real Luchais was in times of Eli, and that's when it was captured, and that's when we had the whole discussion that it was taken to the, by the Goyim, was taken to the base of Avodah Zorah, and then the Dog Goyim, or name, whatever the name of that Avodah Zorah was, it broke, and then they had to send it back, as we know from Tanakh.
There's a question, there's an Israeli restaurant called Dagon.
Dagon, yeah, okay. They probably serve fish.
Broadway 91.
Ah, okay. Well,
it's
thank
not
you
kosher, though.
Of course not.
Okay, if that was the name of the Avodah Zarah, so then it wouldn't be appropriate to be kosher. Okay, anyway, so that is one thing. So that's according to Rashi. So they were only temporarily together in the same art. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says no, that in fact the Luchais and Shivrei Luchais were transferred eventually from Moshe Rabbeinu's Oren to the permanent Oren of Bezalel, and that the old Oren that Moshe Rabbeinu manufactured, that was put away somewhere in Begniza to be found, I guess, when Mashiach comes. Anyway, so that's number one. Number two, there's a vort by Reb Tzal HaKoyin Mivilna. Reb Tzal HaKoyin is well known in the back of the Gemara. He wrote Hagoyis on a Shas called Mare Koyin. He was considered to be a Goyin Oilam. In fact, already at his Bar Mitzvah, they said about him that he was Boki B'Shas and Poskim. Wow. So that one of the Rabbonim who spoke at his Bar Mitzvah said that it was always bothered him when a child is born, we go and say, "Shem Shenichlus Abris, Kin Yikonis LaToira UleChupa UleMasim Toira." It starts with Toira, because a child starts learning Toira at 5, 6 years old. Chupa And Masim Tovim, after the chuppah, he's going to go do the Masim Tovim. So he was bothered. He said, Masim Tovim means presumably now that he's going to become bar mitzvah, then he's going to go and do mitzvahs and Masim Tovim. He's going to learn, he's going to do mitzvahs, he's going to put on tefillin, he's going to put on talis. We'll talk later on. He's going to do all the mitzvahs. So the chuppah, shouldn't the Masim Tovim come before the chuppah instead of the chuppah before the Masim Tovim? So he said, we're talking about a wunderkind like this young man that at the time of the today they have the l'chaim or the what the vort or the tanoim. So at the time of that tanoim, he was saying that this young man is not even bar mitzvah yet. Of course, they waited for the chasen until after the mitzvah because he couldn't be mekadosh as ish if he wasn't a bar mitzvah. Cotton kid bar mekadosh in bar das. He says that's what we're talking about. That we wish every child in Klal Yisrael should be like this child, that his chuppah is going to be before his masen tovim. Not literally, but at least the tanoim and the bond between the chus and kala took place even before he became bar mitzvah. That's what the great ilui that he was. Anyway, that's Marakoyin, otherwise
how
known as Tzal Koyin Mivah.
How does the child, this is a great ilui? Can you explain that again? He was such a great Eloi, therefore the chuppah.
Therefore, it's not mamish the chuppah, but the fact that he's getting engaged now is happening prior to the Masim Tovim, prior to his bar mitzvah. Normally, a person's bar mitzvah, and then a few years later, he becomes a chosen. Here, he became a chosen even before his bar mitzvah. So, we're saying about every Jewish child, halavai, he should be such a tremendous Eloi and going like our Bezalel who's here. He also happens to be the brother of Reb Shloima HaKoyin Mivilna. They were both Tayyanim at more or less the same time, and very often in the back of the Gemara you have Mara Koyin and Chochma Shloima typically on the same page. Why the same page? Because they were brothers. Anyway, but getting back to, so what does Mara Koyin say? Tachlis. Oh, so Mara Koyin says, we have a famous Chazal where everybody's bothered by, where it says about Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, I should say, Rabbi Yosef, the contemporary of Abaya, says about him that whenever it came Shavuos, he used to go and make agruisis suda, and he gave egla tiltsa. Egla tiltsa is considered to be the best of all delicacies. Right? Today, sushi, or maybe French roast, or whatever. Really, top notch, the best caterer. And he used to go and declare at that suda, Ilav ha'u yoyim, if it wouldn't be for this day, Kami Yosef ikim mishuka, how many Joes are there out in the marketplace? So the Pashup Pshat, of course, is that Rabbi Yosef is saying about himself, you know, why I get all this COVID and the Godel Hadar is because of the day of Shavuos and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and the Luchos and all the rest, and that's how I became so great and famous. If it wasn't for this day, I'd be like another 10,000 Joes walking down the street and I wouldn't be anything special. So, of course, that schmeckt a bissel fin gaifa. It doesn't sound like modesty. It sounds like he's being a little bit, you know, he's a president of Washington, all sounds up to a bissel gaifa. So that's what it sounds like. Sorry? What makes it even more difficult is the Gemara says at the end of Masechta Soita that it says, Mace, Rebbe Botel Anova. When Rebbe passed away, even though Rebbe was Rebbeinu HaKodesh, and he was best friends with the emperor, Tatoninus, nevertheless, he conducted himself with tremendous humility. When he passed away, they said, there's nobody like him in the generation with such humility. Amar Yosef, I'll take it, don't say that. Ik Ano, because there is me. So now, that's also a very difficult Gemara. It's consistent with the same difficulty. So everybody says, B'shem the Vilna Goin, that it's a mistake in learning. Ano is a Tano or an Amoira, presumably an Amoira, who is brought in Yerushalmi. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef is saying, yes, don't say that Ik Ano, Reb Ano, who lives in, who's in Yerushalayim, is called Yerushalmi. And that's the great Kogel, and he has tremendous humility, tremendous modesty. Okay, very nice pshat. Fine. Getting now, let's understand Rabbi Yosef. Says Marakoy, says I heard this word from the Biyana Ruv Zatzal, Rav Eichler. Now, he passed away a few years ago. Very choshamid. Anyway, so Rav Eichler told me this word, and he said, and he afterwards showed it to me inside. So to Marakoy, Rabbi Yosef is talking about not in his heyday when he was the God of Ador. He's talking about when he was already at the end of his life. And we know from many Gemaras, Rabbi Yosef unfortunately started forgetting his learning. And numerous times, Abaye said, don't you remember, you taught it to us, Umihachan, from this Pasuk, and from this Mishnah, and from this Baisi, you taught it. So now Rabbi Yosef, of course, felt quite depressed and distressed. He was Nebuch like Shivrei Luchais. He felt so bad that he had forgotten all these Chazalim that he had remembered and taught for so many years, and Nebuch he was starting to forget. until Rabbi Yosef remembered there's a major difference between Shavuos and between Yom Kippur. The first luchos were given on Shavuos. The second luchos were given in Yom Kippur. When do we celebrate and call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu? We say in the Atva Chatan, we say it on Shavuos. We should go and say that in Yom Kippur too. That's not only a day of Slicha V'Kapara, it's a day of Matan Torah Seinu. By the fact that we still make Agantz Tzimis about Shavuos being the Yom Matan Torah, we stay up the whole night and we lay in the Iluchas. Says Rabbi Yosef, that's the reason why on Shavuos I celebrate. Because Shavuos is the holiday we celebrate the Shivrei Luchos. I am the Shivrei Luchos. I forgot all of my learning, says Rabbi Yosef. If it wasn't for the fact that the Torah says in this Maim Chazal that the Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos, Menachem Ba'aron, you have to still give COVID to a Talmud Chacham, Shachar Talmudai, nobody would look at me. They would put me on the back bench in the back of the shul. It's, Kenshin Ishtam Ba'uritz, Allah's forgiven. So that's why Dafka B'yunga Tzar to Han Shavuos, where we celebrate the giving of the Shivrei Luchos. Oh, if it wasn't for this holiday, kam yosef v'kashuka, because I'm taka a yosef b'shuka. Gesundheit, I forgot my learning. This was what gives me further koicha. So it's not chas v'shalom that he is being pompous and arrogant. Oh, kam yosef b'shuka. I am a yosef b'shuka. I don't know more than any other Tom, Dick, and Harry that are walking down the street. Ich kenish, I already forgot so much. But we celebrate Shavuos even for the Shivrei Luchos guys like me, and that's the reason why I think it's a great seal. Anyway, that's the end of the shtickle. Yes, three things.
I would thought when you talk about Bezalel's made the arrow, but maybe he made it. How do we know that was Moshe incorporated in the Mishkan because they took all the Zahav and Kesef and everything else. That was what Bezalel made. That one.
That was after the Masa Egel.
The
Masa Egel was later that summer, so it's sequentially. Look at the sequence in the Chumash. The Masa Egel happened after the Sivan, so and then Bezalel is instructed after that, right?
Parshas Truma it says Vasisa Orna Teishita Masayim Vechetzi Arka Mechetzi Rachmai. According to you, it should go and say in the pasuk, Arni, we don't need any more Bachshem, that was already donated, Moshe Rabbeinu made that, and we don't need to do a new one. No, they had to make a brand new one, was he certainly taken made, awesome. And we continue on. We have three memories of Reish Lakish in a row, all related to this Indian about the Shivrei Luchos, Simon is Bitel, Sorach, Vishachach. Om Reish Lakish. For Omim Shebitula, Shel Torah, Zeu Yisaita. Sometimes when you Mavatel Torah, that's you're being miyasid. Other places says il kiyuma. Now, what is the bitl shul Torah that we're referring to? Says the top Rashi. Kachon shemavatul Torah loy tzas ames. Rachman l'chon there's a levaya. Or lachon shizkala. Baruch Hashem there's zuasimcha. So even though, but I'm not able to learn now. Zeu yisoida. Kaloyma tekabel schar ki ilu yoyishiv umiyasta va'oisigba. Shenemar. What's the raya? Back to Gemara Dechsev. Asher shibarta. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu l'moyshe yiyasha koychecha shishibarta. The word Asher is unnecessary. The Asher comes to tell you, Yashikoyach, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you went and broke. Why Yashikoyach? Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. So Rashi continues on, Asher Shibar to the second line, V'lei Omalei Beloshin Kas. Kodesh Baruch Hu was not angry and fury. Oh, you broke the Luchos. Vakech, Mamino Hiskima Imoy, Tasa Shchina. Kishabitel Toyra Vishibran, Kivin Iskavin Litoyva. So even though what you're doing, at first glance, it looks like you went and you broke the luchos. I have to go to a levaya nebuch. I'm going to a chasen of Baruch Hashem. But each time they're being vatal the Torah. No, sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that little Torah because that little Torah that is the underpinnings of of being miyasid the Torah, making it shark. So by the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke it, Baruch Hashem, as a result, we got quote unquote like a better Torah, at least another chance to go and do the mitzvahs of Masan Toivim, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rashi, Neskam L'Toiv. So that was the base teslam and the detail of the simon. Now we get to the sorach of the simon, the Yomar Reish Lakish, another Reish Lakish, Talmud Chacham, Shef Sorach. Unfortunately, he went OTD, Nebuch, he went off the derech, Eim Bevazari Fahesia. You go over to him nicely, privately, and you go and give him Musar, etc. But not Befahesia, Shenema. V'chashalta hayoyim v'choshel gam novi imcha layla. V'chashalta means a michshol, that unfortunately you have stumbled. And even a novi has stumbled together with you. And here, although the Torah is referring to Navi, the Gemara is darshaning this to mean any Talmud Chochem in any generation. It says he was Nichshol Laila. What means Laila? When you do a Michshol, it could be any time of the day, 24 hours, except Laila. So Timor Kisolka Laila, that when a Talmud Chochem, Chas V'Sholem, is Sarach, don't be Mevazi him in public by Yoim. Go with him privately into a room nobody else should see and speak to him and try to go and be machzer oisay lemutav. V'yom Reish Lakish, third Reish Lakish, kolam ishakeach, dover echem mitamudai, oivir balav. Someone forgets something from his learning, he's oivir alav. What lav? Shenemar, hishom lechosh mor nafshachom oid, pentishkach es advarim. If Chas V'Sholem, you're going to forget any one of the dvarim, any of the Torah, hishom lecha, you're going to be oivir alav. What does it say alav over here? Just as Hisham al Choshmar. Okay, Rabbanan Amri Bilah, Yim Rabbanan Amri Bilah, Komokim Shinemer, Hishamer, Pen, Vial. If the Torah ever uses the term Hishamer, or Pen, or Al, Eini Eloi says that that's a lav. So since we started off Hishamer Lecha, oh, so you're Uyvra lav if you're Tishkach as a Dvorim, if you're going to forget. So that's very simple, but Ravina says, Rish Lakish, you're not only Uyvra on one lav, you're Uyvra on two lav. Ravina Omar, Hishomer Upen. Shnei Lavinina. Didn't you just say now, Hishomer, Pen, Vial? And in this Pasuk it says, Hishomer Lecho, Shmur Nafshach Hoy, Pen, Dishka Chesedvarim. So you have twice. Shnei Lavinina. Rav Nachmi Yitzchak Omar, Bishloi Shalavin. Shinemar, because although we said, Hishomer, the word Hishomer, Lav Dafki, means any type of Lushan of Shmir in the Torah. See, Hishomer Lecho is one. Shmur Nafshach Hoy is two. Pen, Dishka Chesedvarim is three. So you're over on three Lavin altogether every time you forget Abyssala from the Torah. The Mephoshim ask that if you continue into this Pasuk, Lechoyra, you should find that there are four Lavin. Because if you look at Gimel, Raki Shomalecha, that's one. Ushmo Nafshecha Ma'oid is two. Pen Tishkach is Varmit three. Ufen Yisur Melvavcha Koyimechayecha. So that's Lechoyra is four. So the Achroinim Muchenzach to give Terutzim, why the Gemara says only three main ones. The whole purpose of these Mandiyamrim, Nachmi Yitzchak, don't say it's only two. Don't say it's only one. There are three altogether. Chayyeh there are four altogether.
You also want to say, Vodatem, Levenecha, Levenevenecha, you're even over
here. You're 100%, but that Gemara is not only referring to
Lav, not on the essay.
Exactly. Exactly right. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, Yochel Afilim Machmas Oinzeh. What happens if that the reason why he forgot is machmas oinis, and not that he intentionally wanted to forget, but oinis, conished. That's the continuation which we just quoted. Only someone who kind of intentionally, now intentionally doesn't mean that he intentionally said, oh, I learned today the daf, I want to forget, give me rachmanis, I want to forget. That doesn't mean that. It just means that he is negligent. He takes it too casually when should chazer to remember what we learned. Rabbi Destoy, Rabbi Yanei Omar, Yochel Afilu Tokfa Olav Mishnosei. What means Tokfa Olav Mishnosei? Says Rashi, Shlo Yochel Lahamid Girsosei. In other words, he's learning, but he doesn't really understand it and he doesn't really go into the depth. So therefore, he cannot remember it because he never understood it the first time. Right? So that's the problem that. That's the reason why he forgot, because he didn't really grasp it the first time. So Yochel Afilu Tokfa Olav Mishnosei be over on the Lavin. Tamalimer Rak. Rak is the very beginning of the Pasuk. Rak Ishamalecha. Achen Barak Miutim. To tell you, this person is excluded from the three Lav, because it's not his fault that Nishvashtan, he didn't understand. Hebirich Malazah Diyamar Tavai. Toira Nitna Be'arboim. The Torah was given in 40 days, that we know Arboim Yoim with Moshe Rabbeinu. Uneshama noitz Arboim, and the Shom is created in 40 days. What does that mean? Says Rashi on the third line from the top. Turis havlad Arboim Yoim Mesechus Nida. We're going to learn Nida not too long from now, Mir Tashem, and we're going to learn that the Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the fetus, and after 40 days, until then, it's just all kind of just mush and water and liquid. Yeah, exactly. There's a just liquid. Fluids and liquids, and after 40 days. Wow. And that has a potential halachic significance. Obviously, one has to speak to a very great, competent and ruv. But if Chas V'Sholem, if the doctors find that there is a medical problem with the fetus, it's much easier to go and get a heter, to go and Chas V'Sholem abort the child if it's not yet 40 days, because it's not considered to be at Tzuras Havlad yet. After 40 days, it's much more difficult to get any heter. But anyway, speak to a competent rabbi if Chas V'Sholem this comes up. I'm just saying that Arboim has halachic significance. It's not just I got it. So Torah was given in 40 days, and the Shem was noitzer by boim. So kol mishamet tirasa in nishmasim ishtameres. Whoever is shomer his Torah, meaning that he tries to chazer to remember Nachamul, Nachamul, he drills it into his head, so he should be shoyim in the Torah, then his nisham is also mishtamim. A person gave, and the side probably says a melech, no, versus devov, or voister, nothing, it doesn't say. Okay. A person gave to his evan, in other words, one of the people, one of his slaves, he gave him a tzipor dror. Tzipor dror is a type of bird which is free flying, that's why the Russian dror, like a liberty, it's a bird that.
Like from Parshas Bahar.
Yeah, so the tzipor drawer, and he gives it to his Evan and tells him, take care of it. And Omar, and he tells him, Kimaduma ata, you think, Shemata Ma'abda, that in case you're not careful, and in fact you lose it, and it flies away, it flies the coop, so to speak, Sha'ani noitul memcha iser bedamea, I'm only going to require you to go and pay the value of this tzipor drawer, which in any aviary store where they sell birds, this is only worth it. Iser nishmaschani noitel mumcho. I've developed a sentimental attachment to the tzipor dror. Chas v'sholom, with your life, you better go and watch it with your life. So the same thing is lahavdil. That's the moshul. What's the nimshul? Nimshul is the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. You shouldn't go and think, I'm only one out of 6 million, 10 million, 20 million, even that are given the Torah. So if I don't learn, so be one person less. Big deal. No. Every person, every yid in the Torah, every yid has the mitzvah to go and learn as much Torah as possible and to keep the Torah and to watch it and to chazer it and to review it. So it should be nishmar. And chas v'sholom, if you don't think, it's okay. One Jew less in the Tzvo Hashem, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's great army of loim de Torah. No. Nishmaschi netel mincha. This is big time. Everybody has a chelik and everybody has to remember and learn the Torah as best as possible.
I remember one time. I remember one time about Avram Farber, Olav Shalom, was teaching a class in Gemara, and he says, Chazara is like, your learning is like a bird. He said, Chazara is, you have to break its wings, it shouldn't fly away.
Huh,
that's
nice.
The imagery he gave. He says, you're otherwise it flies away, so when you learn it, Chazara is, you're breaking its wings, it shouldn't depart from you.
So is that the same tzipor dror he told him?
I believe so. I think he was alluding to this. He didn't quote this.
Sorry, once again? Tzar Baal Chaim. Okay. But it's for a lofty cause. But remember, it's only a parable. It's, okay. Anyway, on to the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. The next Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah's name of Shulchanus Ayyubu Ulam. Mi Befnim. There were two Shulchanus besides the big, the great Shulchan, which was inside the Heichel. You had these mini Shulchanus, which are in the Ulam, Befnim, Pesach Habayis, Echad Shul Shayish. We already discussed that at length, whether it was Shayish, whether it was Kesef. Yeah. The Echad Shul Zom, the other one was gold. Al Shul Shayish, no Yislim Lechem upon a Vichni Sase. As you are entering, you're waiting to put it onto the Shulchan. It's piping hot, and you're waiting. And you leave it there temporarily on the Shul Shayish. Shul Zom, it's Yasa. When you take it out, it's Yasa. What's the reason why the first one is silver and the next one is gold? Malam Bekodesh V'lei Murid, like we said before. The Echad Shul Zom, Mifnim, Sh'alav Lechem Panim Tamid. That's the real bona fide Shulchan. Now, how did this work every single Shabbos? V'arbo Kehanim Nechnosim, 4 Kehanim walked into the Heichel. Shnayim Biyodim Shnei Sedorim, Shnayim Biyodim Shnei Bazichin. You had 4 Kehanim. Each one of them was carrying one of the siddarim. In other words, each one was holding 6 of the chalas in his hand, the other one holding the other 6 in his hands. And besides that, you had 2 more that were taking the shnei bazich levayna. I don't know why you had to have 2 kahanim to take the shnei bazichim. Each bazich was, after all, only like the size of a tablespoon, a teaspoon, as a klein shigazach. For the chayr, one kohen could have done
kavod.
Both.
It was kavod.
Kavod it could be. We had in the Gemara before, you recall, when we talked about Tanufa, that you had 3 separate Kehanim, and each time they turned it over. So that first you had the Chalavim on top of the Chaz V'Shoik, and then he turned it over to the Kohen HaMeinef, and he had the Chaz V'Shoik on top of the Chalavim, and then he handed it over to a 3rd Kohen, and that was again reversed. So now you had the Chalavim on top of the Chaz V'Shoik, and the Gemara says, why couldn't one Kohen do the whole thing? He can switch from one hand to the other if that's so important. Why did he have to go one Kohen, second Kohen, third Kohen? The Gemara said, because we wanted to have a Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, more people that are involved in the service of Hashem. It adds to the Hodr, the Teferis, the beauty and the glory of the king. So here too could very well be. That's why you have 4 Kehanim, so that it makes a Gantz parade, and people, they take Lecha upon him, and the Bzicha Levoin, and they're going to be Makterit. So it makes it for much more of a Teferis for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Anyway, so it says, right? Sorry, Shelley, you're saying something?
No, I wasn't saying anything, but I agree with you.
Oh, thank you. I very much appreciate that. So getting back...
The other thing may be it's always good to have backups.
For sure. Very good. Thank you. So we have over here four Kehanim with the brand new Siddur, meaning on Shabbos they bring the new Lechem upon him, the 12th. And Shlaim B'Yadam Shnei B'Zichim. V'Arbom Makdim L'Fneim. Besides those four, instead of having backups, he had front-ups. Four that came in front of them, Shnaim Litol Shnei Sedarim, two of them to remove the old Sedarim that were on the Shulchan, Shnaim Litol Shnei Bezichen, and the other two to remove the Shnei Bezichen. HaMachnis and Oindim Betzofen Ufneim Lidorim, VaHamoitzi and Oindim Bedarim Ufneim Betzofen. Again, the Shulchan, as we learned yesterday, was Machloikis, but Pashit, it was from Mizrach to Ma'arav, so it's when you walked in, you saw it from an angle, you didn't see the Shulchan straight ahead, because it was...
To the right.
To the right, yeah, for sure to the right. And so now you have the four Kehanim going to the right with the new Schoira, the new Lechem Panim, and the new Bezichen. And then you had other four Kehanim going to the left of the Shulchan. And this is all happening not contemporaneously, but it's happening simultaneously according to the Tanakhama. And what's happening now? Eilu Moishchen ve'eilu Meinichen u'tvach shel zeh keneged tvach shel zeh. That those Kehanim that were Maktim, they are the ones that are schlepping off the old Lechem Panim, old, from a week ago, which is still piping hot, they're pulling it off, and the others, other Kehanim that are standing on the other side, at the same time, they're putting on the new Lechem Panim, and the Tefach of the old, or the Tefach of the new, is Kenegan Mamish, parallel to, and maybe even touching, maybe even pushing, the Tefach Shel Zeh. In other words, it's as if Kaviyachal were actually pushing off the old Lechem upon him with a new one. It doesn't say that they were pushing it off, but the point is that this were happening simultaneously to taking off the old and putting on the new. Why is this so important? Shemar! Lechem upon lefonai tamid! At all times! Can't even have a split moment where you don't have the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan. Rabbi Yossi said, nah! Nishkefelech! Rabbi Yossi, I'm afil eilu noitlam ve'eilu meinichen. Af hi hoise tamid. That the word Tumid doesn't have to mean every single second of the day. It just means that the day has to end with the new Lechem upon him on it. So even if you took off the old Lechem upon him in the morning, and you put on the new Lechem upon him before Shkia, that's also Tumid. This is not difficult to understand, because after all, we have every single day, you have the Oilas Tumid. Oilas Tumid doesn't mean that you're bringing it the whole day. It just means that you bring it with Tumidus every single day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So you have the same type of concept here too. It doesn't have to be mamish simultaneous. Good. So machlokes tanakama and replacing. Yotzu v'noslim al shulchan azov, shoyi be'ulam. Now we took out the old lechem upon him, putting it on that second shulchan azov that we spoke about. And we waited for the kehanim to be makter hiktiru habazichen. Then after that, then they removed those chalets from the shulchan azov, that third shulchan, and now v'achalis meschaltas kehanim, they give it to all the kehanim, the mishmar nichlas, mishmar yotze. Chal yom kippur miyos b'shav. What happens if Shabbos is Yom Kippur, which happens from time to time? Ha'chalois meschalkois le'erev. You don't divvy up the chalis now and allocate them on Shabbos. You can't eat them now on Shabbos. You have to wait until Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur. So what you do is they're going to go and be mechalik until allocated right after Havdalah. Kehanim, you're all hungry, come on over, make kamoitzi on the lechem upon him chalas. Chol yis be'erev Shabbos, what happens if Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos? That doesn't happen b'zman hazeh, but that did happen in the times of Chazal. The Tzorsh Yom Kippurim, ne'achal le'erev. Here we don't talk about the lechem upon him anymore. No surprise why we don't talk about the lechem upon him, because the lechem upon him, the changing of the guard, always took place on Shabbos
itself.
Exactly. So they couldn't take it off on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur that year fell out on Friday, right? Erev Shabbos. So what is the concern then? The concern is that every single time Yom Kippur we have the Se'irim. Now we're not talking about the Seir Lashem, because the Seir Lashem was one of the Se'irim HaNisrofim. But we're talking about the Seir of Yom Kippurim, the Musaf. So what happens normally with that Seir? Obviously, nobody could eat it on Yom Kippur, but right after Havdalah, Motzi Yom Kippur, they roast it, or boil it, or broil it, or whatever they do with it, and then the Kohanim eat it at night, making sure that they eat it before Eloyse Shachar, Midrabon, before Chatzos. Exactly. What are we going to do now What's the problem? Because since Yom Kippur fell out on Friday, and now it's, okay, no more Yom Kippur. What am I doing? I have this soil is raw meat. I can't go and cook it. This is Rosh Shabbos. And the eating is not Doich Shabbos, Yom Kippur, that I should be able to go and cook it on Shabbos. So what are you going to do with it? So it says, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Nechal Erev, Bahabavliyim, the Babylonians, Datin Yofa is like a Lushan Saginor, which is trying to say that these people,
of course,
they are gluttons and they're able to go and eat even raw meat. Of course, today that's
salt,
not such a big chiddush.
They have to salt it though.
Everybody eats sushi,
it.
Right?
They have to salt it anyway.
Exactly.
People eat raw meat. They have a
I'm like, sure. I'm sure they do.
Prime grill, so they have.
Okay. Why was it called prime grill if they're selling it raw? Prime raw. Maybe you make a comment. Prime. Some of them are prime and some are grilled. Okay. Anyway. Bottom line is, he gave it to Babylon, and they were the ones able to eat it. They were able to stomach it, notwithstanding the fact that it was still raw.
If Yom Kippur fell on Friday, yes. According to the opinion that they would bake the Lechem Aponim on Erev Shabbos, so what do they do? They bake the Lechem Aponim on Thursday?
Yes.
I guess they push it back.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not Doich Shabbos. It shouldn't be Doich Yom Kippur either. Zokimar.
Doesn't Yom Kippur not fall on Friday usually?
Nowadays, it cannot fall on Friday. Anybody that tells you it falls on Friday, you'll tell him that you're making a big, big boo-boo, and he should go and sue the calendar maker.
That's the whole story with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel
in Masechet Brachos. However, in the times of Chazal, he was able to. You know, today we have the calendar from Hill. I'm not going to tell you which Hill, because then Barry's going to correct me. It wasn't the first Hill, it was the second one, the third one, the eighth one, the one before, and the Atan and Amoira. I'm staying out of that. But at the time of Chazal, they did it based on the shluchim that would come and say they saw the new Levana. They saw the new Levana, and then the 10th day came out on Friday, and the 10th day came out on Friday. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now, remember, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said it doesn't have to be simultaneous changing of the guard, the old and the new Lechem upon him, and now the Braisa goes and expands upon this, and also quotes our brother Shai. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Afilu Siglas Yishanim Shachris. You took off the old one in the morning, in other words, Shabbos morning. They brought the Oilas Tamid and the Toiris, and now they have time. Let's take off the old Lechem Panim. Besidus Chadosh Arvis, and they put on the new one, you know, before Mincha time. And Begachlum's auch gut. Ah, Elmana Mikavet Fonai Tamid, Shaloi Yelin. Brother Yalin. Shlo Yalin Shulchan Balay Lachem. That the Shulchan should never be without Lachem. Should always have, meaning every single Shlo Yalin. In other words, overnight it should not have, as long as from the before nightfall you have the Lechem back on the Shulchan, that's already considered Tamid. It's fine, it's good. My son said that that's what his teacher in elementary school, my son Betzion, said that that's the difference between continually and continuously. Continually could be like Rabbi Yossi. Continually, yeah, then in the morning, in the afternoon, yeah, in the evening. And continuously means 24/7. It always has to be there at all times. If you agree with that, it's great. And if not, that's fine. You probably would not pass that teacher because he was very strong about the continually and continuously.
My wife's an English teacher, and she agrees.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, Shkoyach. Tell her, please, that we quoted her today. I'm sure she'll be very, very delighted. And we continue on. Om Reb Ami, Midvar Shal Reb Yossi, Nilmait, Afil Leishon Adam, El Perik Echad Shachros, Perik Echad Arvis, Kiyam Mitzvahs, Layomish Sefer HaTorah Zemipicha. Now, this is not the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk continues on. V'kisa b'yoymam v'loyla. Ah, so v'kisa b'yoymam v'loyla could mean like the Gemara is saying that since Rabbi Yossi says Tamid doesn't mean literally 24/7, continuously, it just means continually. So as long as you learn a Psashtikula Perik in the morning, a Pirkei Avos, a Mishnah or two, and you live a little bit at night, then you're already Mekayim V'Gisva Yoyim V'Loyla. I already learned something during the Yoyim, I learned something during the night, I'm Yoytze. Rabbi Yochim Shimon Yichoy, Afil Lekara Odom Alekriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. Even if he just goes and links Krishna in the morning and the evening, it's also kiyam lo yomish. Don't tell Amaretz, because what is Amaretz going to do? What do I have to learn for? I say Krishna every morning. I say Krishna in Marv. I say Krishna in at night to Krishna Alamita. I'm a mamachmir. Don't tell Amaretz. Don't tell. V'rav ha'mapunk fakert. Mitzvah li'oyim b'fnei Amaretz. Why is it a mitzvah of Nei Amaretz? So Rashi says, because this pasuk continues on. We didn't quote the whole pasuk. Vishtei der pasuk. Yep. In Ois Hei. in my Gemara, maybe yours is five, maybe it's more or less. Lo yomer seva terizem mipicha v'gizem ayom v'loy leman tishmor las is kechol hakosav boy ki oz tatzliach ester ochelcha v'oz taskil. Tell the Amoritz, just by Krishma alone in the morning and the evening, you have tremendous hatzlocha. Can you imagine how much more hatzlocha you would have if in just not only saying Krishma, but you would learn? Shee! Hatzlocha would go out the door. He would be a multi-billionaire. So therefore, that's why you should go and tell him that's why you're having hatzlocha, because you're makbid on the two Krishmas. Go and be makbid on more learning is noch besser. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Second pshat Rashi says is that an Amoritz looks at the Rav and says, Rav, why are you bothering learning and learning? You only have to do two Krishmas. Since he sees that the Rav continues to learn more and more and more, even besides those two Krishmas, he learns from that that the schar of learning is gur grois, is very great, and therefore this hopefully will be mashpi on him to go and learn and incentivize him learning even more. Zokti Moravaita, Shol ben Dom ben Achuitze, Shol Rishma, Ezra Mishma, Kegoin Ani, Shulamadit Kol Terakula. I already, Hashem went through the ganchas. Could I spend a few minutes every day learning Chochmas Yivanis? Some say the Chochmas Yivanis, so here doesn't mean to learn Greek, but it's like Chochmas Yivanis that we had a while ago. Remember
the Zaken?
The Zaken that told the establishment Horkenes, he said, go, don't send up a Chazir, and the Mizdazir, Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meir Sparsa, Meir Sparsa. So Chochmas Yivanis doesn't just mean Greek, it means it as a secret type of language. Anyways, can I learn that on the off hours? Karlova Mikraze told him, Limosh Terezov the Picha, the gives of a young Valoila, let it not be mush me picha. You should learn constantly, don't waste time on Chachmas Yivanis. If you dafka want to learn, so he told him, if you will, in an interesting lashon, say you vidoik, try to find an hour, Shosh in Lemon, a young Valoiman a Lila. If you can find an hour of the day, which is neither day nor night, is there such a thing? No, there is not. But that's what he's telling him. If you can find such a thing, then otherwise, you should learn constantly. This pasuk of that's not a chiyuv. That's not a elabracha. It's a bracha. Now, what's the bracha? Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if you go and learn, that's pshat. Ro Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua should do it. Terech Chaviv and Allah Biyaiser. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Yeshua ben Nun was constantly following Moshe Rabbeinu to go and learn Torah from him. So obviously he had a tremendous affection to learning Torah. Shenema Mishar say Yeshua ben Nanar Lo Yomish Mitoicha Oil. He wanted to be the 24 hours of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nochash Tikol Torah. Nochavard. I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua. Kolkach Chaviv and Alecha Dibrei Torah. I'm giving you a bracha. Like it says in the pasuk, Tan Rabbi Shmuel, the Ritoyah lo Yehu alecha choiva. Don't think about the Ritoyah as being, I have no choice. You know, I'm a Jew, and a Kadosh Baruch gave me a mitzvah. I gotta do it. The Atar Rishoy lifter atzmacham mihen, and don't try to patter yourself from this choiva. But quite to the contrary, Amachiskia, in other words, but rather look upon it as a schus that we can learn Torah, and with that we have a skula to be matzliach in everything that we do. Amachiskia might have said the pasuk of Afi Sischa mipitzar rochav leimutzak tachteha. What does this mean? It says Yomar Boyer Eishlek Mishmarchu Mishmarchu Midas Bas Vedam Midas Bas Vedam Odem Mesis Chaveira Midarke Chaim Nadarke Misa. Usually, we use the term Mesis Umediach. We have a ganze sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin about that. What is the Mesis? He's trying to convince his friend, unfortunately, to go and serve Avodah Zarah, like it says in the pasuk, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha, etc. Yvincha Eishes Chaykecha. Oh, that's the Mesis. He's trying to go and be Mesis. You be Dark Chaim, the Dark Misa. Kadosh Baruch Hu just the opposite. Mesis, all the Dark Misa, Dark Chaim. Shneamar, va'afei sischa mi pitzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to be Mesis, you to do mitzvahs and to learn to go and save you from the tsar. Tsar means something which is very narrow. Mi Gehenem shapia tsar. That to get into Gehenem, it's a very small opening. Why is there a small opening? Ashana tzavur. Because unfortunately, as you know, it's a furnace down below in the Gehenna, and there's a lot of oshan, a lot of smoke, and we don't want that smoke to leave Gehenna, we want it to stay in it, and so therefore, the pia is tzar, is very narrow, so the oshan remains within it. So if chas v'shalom, if a person doesn't get killed in the Gehenna by the fire, he'll get killed because of the smoke inhalation. Maybe you're going to go say to yourself, no, Geshem Shapiotzar, just like the top of it is narrow. Kach Kulatzar, maybe the entire thing is all narrow from top to bottom. Tamaloyma, no, no, Hemmek Yirchev. Down below in Yenim, there's plenty of room over there. Don't think it's going to be squeezed. Plenty of room for newcomers and for the oldcomers. Nebuch, a lot of room for people, for sinners in the Yenim. V'shem Atayma, Lemelech Lo Yuchana, that this was not intended for the Melech. Rashi says at the top, it doesn't really mean Melech. It really means a Tamid Chochem, because it says in the Pasuk about Tamid Chochem, Be Melochem Yimloichu. Man Malki Rabbanon. So that's what it's referring to, Tamid Chacham. Shevetayim El Melech LeYuchana. This is not intended for Gehenim, for the Tamid Chacham. In other words, a person who's Tamid Chacham, he gets a free pass. He only goes straight to Gan Eden. No Gehenim. Tamaloyim Gam Hila Melech Uchan. Unfortunately, Gehenim is prepared for everybody. There's room for everyone. Veshevetayim Ein Bo Eitzim. Maybe the fuel is out already. You can't get through the fuel through the Strait of Hormuz, and so therefore they're going to turn the lights off and they're turn off the fire. Tamalei medurasa eish the eitzim harbe. No, the pasuk says unfortunately the fuel there is for many abundant. Years abundant. Maybe you're going to go and say, oh, so all I gain from my learning, says Rashi, it's matzel megehenim. So maybe it doesn't have any positive aspects. Maybe my learning by doing mitzvahs is only to protect me from the negative, the detrimental effects of the Gehenim. That on top of your shulchan will be only great pleasantries, in other words, great delicacies. So if you sin chas v'sholom, you have the Gehenim. But if you do mitzvahs and you learn on, then you're going to have a bright shulchan with Baruch Hashem, lots of delicacies. The Asim
Roshan usually is lashon of Eish.
Right, but here it doesn't mean that. Eish means something which is abundant and beautiful and delicious and great. Okay, the last tikkun of the Mishnah, Chayim Kippurim Yesh B'Shabbos, and then we said it fell out on Erev Shabbos, and Shlomo already pointed out that nowadays it cannot happen on Erev Shabbos. Amar B'chana, Amar B'yoychanan, Loi Bavliim Heim. Remember, Gemara said, how are they going to eat the basa that night? After all, if they're not going to eat the basa that Friday night, then the morning is going to become possibilina benoiser. So what are you going to do? So they gave it to the Bavliim to eat. Says Gemara, Amar B'chana, Amar B'yoychanan, Loi Bavliim Heim. In truth, those that would eat the raw meat, they were not from Bavel. El Alexandrium, they were from Alexandria Shul Mitzrayim. Metosha Sinan Esa Bavliim. Since the Yidin that lived in Eretz Yisrael hated the Bavliim, Koin Oysa Malshem Bavliim, so they would give him that name, just like you go and call a Yid, you go and call as a Shaygetz. Shaygetz, by definition, is a Goy, it's a Sheretz, Shaygetz, but you use that expression. So they called these Alexandrium, they weren't from Bavel at all, but it's Babylonians, yeah. Like what did the Hungarians you say? The Galicianas and they would say the Polish, the English, etc. Tanya Mihachi, Rabbi Yosi, Oimer, Loi Bavliim Heim, Alexandria Heim. Like we just said, Mitosha Sayim is Bavliim, Karn Oisim Hashem Bavliim. That's how they got that nickname Bavliim. The Gemara doesn't explain why they were saying it's Bavliim. We'll see that in a moment. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda says Rashi originally was Oile Mi Bavel, and therefore he felt bad that people were ridiculing the Bavliim. No, no, no. Bavliim, we're talking about these Alexandrium. We gave them the name Bavliim, but the people like you, we love you. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, Shkoyach, I feel so much better because I thought I'm being cursed forever. Bavliim, Bavliim. No, no, no. You look at the top choices. Shasoinim is a Bavliim. Why Takasin is a Bavliim? Second line. Om liri, shumim lokish lablozer, ala kodi Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu, sanina lehu, lashen sinna, hates lechu to you Bavliim. Why? Lefishli olim imei Ezra, Kodesh Baruch Hu, after 70 years of the Chombis of English, he said, Abaisai, you have your chance, return to Eretz Yisrael. And the vast majority stayed in Babel and they did not move to Eretz Yisrael. That's why those that didn't move to Eretz Yisrael looked down upon the Bavliim and said, you guys. We should give each one of these kahanim a prize. We should say, thank you. It shouldn't become noise. It shouldn't become possible lina. In other words, it's taka true. They did a mitzvah. They ate it all up. But they prepared themselves every time. How often does Yom Kippur fall out on Friday? Shlomo says it never falls out on Friday. But even times of Chazal, when it did fall out on a Friday, so they were ready for 10 years, they were eating constantly the raw meat so that they should be able to go and eat that on that Friday night of that particular year. So that was considered to be, it looked like they were gluttonous. They were like gluttons, and that's why they were looked down upon. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zagi Ben Zadki.